Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brandy Whitrock, and of course you'll find her at the Cass County Treasurer's Office. Good morning to you, Brandy.
Good morning.
Brandy, you really deal with the motor vehicle and driver's license part of what happens there. And, you know, October 2020 is a really important date for at least some of us. So we're going to talk about Real ID. What is Real ID?
All right, so the Real ID, it is a star on the corner of your driver's license. And what it is Congress passed the Real ID Act in 2005 because of 9/11. And it's a federal act focusing on anti-terrorism, fraud protection, and security specific to the production of driver's license and ID cards. So the federal ID, it gains access into federal facilities. So to be able to fly in the U.S., you're going to need it. You're going to need it to get into nuclear power facilities.
Probably not something that a lot of us are going to do, but there are some federal buildings that I'm thinking, oh, we're not going to do that. Well, you never know in your life when that might be. And as I understand, not all federal buildings require it, but maybe they do.
Well, we haven't gotten a specific long list of all the federal facilities. They've just told us the power plants and airplanes. Yeah, for sure.
If you're going to fly, you better have this done, because you always are asked for your driver's license or some other kind of ID. I think your passport will do.
Yes, your passport will work in place of the star. The star only helps you when you fly in the U.S. It does not act as a passport. You cannot fly out of the U.S. with it.
Okay. So I recommend, if you haven't looked at your driver's license for a while, first of all, when do you need to renew it? Because that varies with your age. And secondly, check and see if there's that little yellow star up there in the right-hand corner. Because if it's not there and you come in to renew and you'd like to have it there, you need to prepare.
Yes. So to be prepared to get it, if you have a valid U.S. passport, we will use that, but you also need to bring your Social Security card. If you do not have your Social Security card, you have to bring a W-2 or a 1099 in its place. The DOT is very specific on what you bring, even though you've maybe went and gotten your passport with certain documents that wouldn't be the same that the DOT requires. And it's not us wanting it. We have head people ahead of us. So your birth certificate. If you don't have a passport like me, you would provide your birth certificate. Make sure it's not the one from the hospital with your cute little feet on the back. And make sure it's not the one that says Bureau of Census, because those do not work as your birth certificate for here.
And will a copy of your real birth certificate work? Or you have to have the real birth certificate?
The actual certified certificate. No photocopies will work at all.
Okay.
And you'll also have to, if you've been married or if your name has changed, you have to bring your marriage certificate.
And that, you know, I went online, you can get great information online, but be sure to put in Real ID Iowa, because some states are different. But it really runs you through all that, and you know, you come to the question and say, have you changed your name? And you sort of go, well, no. And then you go, oh, yes, I changed my name when I got married. And if you've been married, divorced, remarried, name change has to be a part of it.
Name change is a big deal that we're seeing. So your marriage certificate has to also be the certified one from a recorder's office. Don't bring the one from the church that's been signed by the witnesses. It looks kind of similar to the birth certificate.
It's just, you just have to have the real thing for most of these things. And that means, and I guess I really think we need to talk about this, because my personal experience was I was not prepared. I did not have a Social Security card with my middle initial the same as it is on my driver's license. Yes. Therefore, I had to go get a new Social Security card. And so we really want to know who you are and make sure that you have those kinds of things. The other one that caused me a little work is that we need to have ID as to where you live.
Correct. We need two proofs of residency. So if your current driver's license has your actual address on it, we can use that as one. Otherwise, we'll use your checks, works as the other, or any bill that you have, we will use that also.
All of my bills were in my husband's name.
Ooh, we can use bank statements.
Okay, so that's why you go, well, I know where I live. They send me mail there, but it was not my name on there.
Make sure it doesn't just have your P.O. box. We need the actual physical address.
Okay, so kind of take a look at this. This all may sound a little strange, but Brandy, you said all of this happened after 9/11.
Correct. They're trying to make us safe. They're trying to make us safer. This will help against identity theft. We just need to prove we are who we are just this one time. And then once that star's on there, supposedly we don't have to do it again. It's just on there. Now, if you move in, like if you move out of the state and say a couple years later you come back into the state, then you would have to bring all this stuff back again. We have to re-identify ourselves if we leave and come back. Otherwise, if you stay in Iowa, you don't have to keep doing it.
Okay, so if we have a current driver's license, and let's say don't really need to renew that for 2 years, but remember, October is the deadline. So we need to come in, right?
Correct. So you would pay $10. You would take a new picture, and with all of your documents, of course. Now, there are some people that don't fly or don't go into any federal buildings. Now, that's okay. You just tell us, nope, I don't want it. I don't want the star. I'm not going anywhere. We'll just make a note of it and say, nope, they just want the original license. It's not something that you have to do if you don't go anywhere.
Good point. And also, what about somebody who says, well, I don't drive anymore, I don't have a driver's license? What about real ID for people who don't have a driver's license?
Yes, you can get an identification card only. So we could do the exact same thing. It looks like an actual driver's license. It just says identification card. You bring in all the required documents and we'll put it on there.
Okay, and we can't get a driver's license until we reach a certain age. So what if we're below that age? What if we're 12 years old and we're going to get on a plane?
Identification card. They would bring in their birth certificate, social security card, and for address, we just ask the parent to verify their address. And you can get it on for $10 and a picture.
Okay, so hopefully this ID will be useful other places too, but think about what you might be doing between now and October 1st, 2020 is the deadline. You go, I don't need to bother about that. But now is the time to take a look at it and see what you might be doing.
Yes, yes.
Just take a, if you're going to take a trip where you, or sometimes we have to fly in an emergency. If I'm not sure, most people can say, I'm never going to fly. It's just a little better. It costs $10.
Correct. Yes. I think it's a good idea. It definitely helps against identity theft. I mean, you are proving you are who you are. And it's a good thing. There's a background that happens behind the driver's license that lots of people don't know about that keeps us safe. And this helps.
Well, yeah. Have you looked at your driver's license lately? I did that before I came to speak to you, Brandy.
Yes.
There is. It's not just a card with your name and your height and your weight on it. There's a lot of little identifying other things on there.
There is. There's distinguishing little graphs on there. They're hard to duplicate, but really it goes down to your picture. I know that we don't like taking our pictures and we all look like mugshots, but it's very important that you can smile but don't show your teeth. Take off your glasses. Make sure your hair is not in your eyes, because your photo is going to get compared to another person that looks like you to make sure your identity is not stolen.
Okay, so we need to show who we are. And again, I want to just remind folks, if they haven't looked at their license lately, to take a look at it. Remember, when you turn 72, your license is renewed for 2 years. Before you're 67, it's 8 years. But in between there, it kind of reduces. So take a look at that and make sure about your license. And if you don't have that little yellow star, Brandy, You'd be glad to answer those questions.
Yes. Call us anytime. We open at 8 o'clock and the driver's license shuts down at 4:15. We'll always answer your questions. We definitely don't mind when people call in because we want you to have the correct documents. And I promise we are not out to try to make you mad. We want you happy when you leave here.
Yes. This is not a Cass County thing. This is not an Iowa thing. This is a federal requirement. As Brandy said at the beginning, it's passed by Congress. So, again, I just remind you to take a look at your driver's license and or your ID and see if that needs to be up to date. And again, for kids, because, you know, I really hadn't thought about that before we started talking about this, Brandy. If your kids are flying, they need that ID too.
They do. Yes. I mean, we'll prop them up on a chair. We'll take the best picture. By the way, they're the cutest pictures I've ever seen. But yes, bring their birth certificate, social security card, and a parent. And for an ID card, it is $8.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much, Brandy Whitrock, for taking care of us and taking care of, and give us this information. Until next time, here's a thought. Some things are up to us. Some things are not up to us. Differentiating the two are crucial.